And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
The living brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is something you may not know. Each of my guests is sharing their story about a topic that may not be common knowledge. My next guest wants to change the internet. He's taking his experience with Expedia.com and Orbitz and applying it to the search for good doctors and lawyers. He's building the internet's first search engine that rates professional services. We'll discover his passion for the latest his latest company, Avvo, and how Avvo is helping consumers. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Mark Britton is the founder, CEO, and president of Avvo. Mark's passion is to help consumers make better choices regarding professionals via the internet. Prior to founding Avvo, Mark was the executive vice president of worldwide corporate affairs for Interactive Corp Travel, that's IACT, and Expedia Incorporated. Mark oversaw the finances, the strategy, legal, human resources, all aspects for a variety of companies under the IACT umbrella, including Expedia, Hotels.com, Hotwire, Classic Custom Vacations, and Interval International. Today, Mark serves on the board of directors for Orbitz Worldwide Incorporated. Through his work with Avvo, Expedia, and Orbitz, Mark has been a central figure in the intersection of the internet and professional services for over a decade. He's a frequent commentator on consumer issues. He's regularly seen on ABC, Fox, CNBC, CNN, and a dozen other networks. Mark received his law degree from George Washington University. He holds a degree in finance from Gonzaga University, and he serves on Gonzaga's Board of Regents. Welcome to the show, Mark. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me, Billy.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, especially somebody who's been such a thought leader and really on the forefront and changing the way consumers interact, in your case, first with travel, now with services. So let's jump right into it. Avvo provides free online ratings for doctors and lawyers. Tell us about Avvo. Why did you start Avvo? Why'd you leave a good-paying job over at Expedia to go start Avvo?
Well, you know, I actually took a year off in between and taught, and I wanted to take some time to think about really where the next step in the internet might be. And it's one place. So I am a lawyer by training, as you mentioned. I went to GW Law School, and I'd watched for many years the difficulty that bright, educated people had when it came to navigating or understanding issues as it related to both the legal and health industries. You know, it's funny, when you're, let's, you know, focus on law for a second. When you're dealing with a court case, we can talk about it. We watch it on TV. There are all sorts of famous lawyers like Denny Crane or Matlock that we love to talk about. But when it comes down to our own individual legal issue, you're dealing with all sorts of complex processes, big words, guys that wear robes. You know, it's a confusing process. And same in medical. It just feels so overwhelming when a big legal or medical issue is dropped at your doorstep. And the reality, the unfortunate part of the internet, is that so many sites have popped up where the recommended doctor or lawyer is the one that's paying the most amount of money to advertise. And so people think that they're getting objective advice, and yet they're being sent to someone who you really, as a consumer, know nothing about other than the fact that they're paying a lot of money. So I just wanted to get out there and really stamp that out as quickly as possible. And I assembled a fantastic team from Expedia that had a lot of experience in bringing huge data sets, large amounts of information to bear so that we could help consumers, really empower consumers, to make better decisions regarding their health and legal issues, and specifically choosing the right doctor and lawyer.
All right, we're talking to Mark Britton. And Mark, in what ways are online reviews of hotels and airlines similar to and different from online reviews of doctors and lawyers' services?
Well, they're surprisingly similar, which is, it's much to the chagrin of a lot of doctors and lawyers. And I think just people in general, as you have more transparency coming online, you first have Google and Microsoft and others that are digitizing really every piece of information that is out there. And then layered on top of that, you have sites that allow users to come in and comment on that information, offer their own opinions and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you get is really anyone that offers a product or service, it's going to be rated. There really is no way to escape it. And we've been comfortable with that on the product front for some time. Or when you move to something like a combined product and service, and that's really the hotel or the airline business. But when you move completely over to the services business, such as restaurants, doctors, lawyers, insurance agents, what have you, a lot of those proprietors that offer that service, they say, oh, geez, can you do that? I'm okay with you rating a movie. I'm okay with you rating a wine. But when it comes to my services, is that appropriate? And the reality is, it's 100% appropriate because it's something that has been going on for really since the beginning of time, and that is that sharing of opinions through word of mouth.
All right.
We used to do it across the fence to our neighbor, where our fences used to back up, but now we're doing that more and more online. And as we share those opinions, you have these great marketplaces that rate these different products and services, and they end up looking very similar.
All right. We're talking to Mark Britton, CEO of Avvo. And Mark, I understand what you're saying about word of mouth advertising has been there since the beginning of time, and I would agree with that. But I'm going to challenge you on this point. When it comes to attorneys and physicians, what do patients or what do clients really know about the quality of the healthcare or the legal advice that was given to them? I mean, they know the outcome. But the outcome is, in many cases, determined by the quality of what the attorney or the physician starts with. The overweight guy who comes in with a heart condition, diabetes type 2, and all of that, expecting to be cured and walking out 180 pounds, has a bad set of expectations of what any doctor is going to be able to do. Likewise, the guy who is suing, some sort of made-up, trumped-up charge, a lawsuit against some other party, may have expectations of winning millions of dollars from that party, but it was a bad lawsuit to begin with. So what do they know about the quality of the services that are being provided?
Well, again, I mean, we love, as humans, we love to hear what others say about a given product or service. And the more that you have, the more opinions that you have, there's really tremendous wisdom in the masses.
Crowdsourcing.
However, it's not the end-all be-all, which is, Billy, what you're very astutely pointing to, because when it comes to complex areas like law or medicine, there are all sorts of factors that someone that did not go to law or medical school, they just really can't get their arms around it. And that's why Avvo actually has three ratings. So we have our editorial Avvo rating, where we rate doctors and lawyers from 1, which is extreme caution, all the way to 10, which is superb. And no one had done anything like that prior to Avvo's launch. You know, everybody was super lawyer this, best doctor that. And they didn't really talk about some of the issues that doctors and lawyers were having, such as misconduct in their background. And we very transparently disclose the misconduct in a doctor or lawyer's background.
Mm.
But so you have our Avvo rating, which evaluates the professional's background and looks at the probability that they will handle your case well. Then you have the patient or client review. That's that firsthand account of what it's like to deal with the doctor or lawyer in their opinion. And it relies on things that are beyond just the application of the medicine or the law. It applies to the bedside manner. It applies to how the office looked and smelled, et cetera. But things that consumers will tell you are very important to them. And then the third review that we have is professionals rating professionals. So we have endorsements. So a doctor can come in, endorse another doctor, and say, thumbs up, this is a strong doctor in my community. And all three of those are very valuable. They have certain imperfections, but when you bring them together, it's a very efficient mosaic regarding the doctor's background, quality of work, reputation, etc. Certainly a better place to start than that Yellow Pages model of the recommended doctor or lawyer being the one that pays the most to advertise.
Well, that makes sense. Triangulating those three things does give you a better shot at it. We're talking to Mark Britton, CEO of Avvo. And Mark, you've lit up the phones. We've got Bob on the line with a question. Hi, Bob. Are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing? You've got a question for Mark?
You know, I do. Only because, Mark, and I understand what you're talking about with the three different ratings, but isn't the object of getting everybody who goes to a doctor to be able to fill out that thing? In other words, I see it where the people who are angry or extremely happy, and for the most part, it's going to be the anger one. So how does a doctor or a lawyer basically contest anything that your site might have?
Well, that's a good question.
It all seems one-sided.
Well, that's a very good question, Bob. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for being a loyal listener to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Mark, I mean, there's a good point.
You know it's the best show on radio, Billy.
Oh, thank you for that unsolicited plug. I love it. Thank you so much,
yes.
Bob. But no, seriously, well, Mark, that's a great point.
Great question.
You know, so how do you address the fact that many comments are going to be negative, and what regress does an attorney or a physician have?
Well, here's one of the misconceptions, right? So a lot of people think that the internet is just loaded up with negative comments, and that's actually not true. You know, on our site, roughly 85% of our reviews are positive. And, you know, the American Journal of Medicine just came out with a report saying that for doctor review sites, they see about 90% of reviews being positive. You know, the reality is you have people who have a great experience and they love to talk about it, and there are people who have a bad experience that want to talk about it. But to Bob's, really, I think the crux of Bob's question, which is, you know, to the extent that someone is irrationally angry and they're coming in and attempting to be unfair to the professional, is there a system in place to address that to ensure that it is not one-sided, to use Bob's wording? And the answer is, from Avvo's standpoint, absolutely. Now, we are the gold standard. I mean, I've been on CNBC talking about with CNBC speaking to us as the gold standard as it relates to patient and client reviews. And we do a number of things, and it would actually take me, I'll go through some of them very quickly and happy to drill into them to a greater extent, because what we do is so vast it would take me quite a while to explain.
But no, let's deal with it at a top level, Mark.
Yeah, just some of the highlights. So you have to register to leave a review. That's uncommon for a lot of review sites. So we know who you are. We have your contact information. That's number one. Number two is a computer, but most importantly, a human reviews every single review before it goes up. Now, that's expensive for us, but it's critical for the, you know, the sanctity, the competency of our review marketplace. Also, we give the doctors a place to comment, the doctors and lawyers, a place to comment in the event that they receive a negative review. But also, if they come to us and say, listen, this just does not look right to us. I know this wasn't my client, or I know this wasn't my patient because I don't do this kind of work, or something looks inconsistent, then we will actually go back to the reviewer because we have their contact information, and we will say to them, the doctor or lawyer is disputing this review. And by the way, when the doctor or lawyer disputes the review, it comes down immediately. Then we go through a process to where if the person doesn't reply, it stays down. If the person, quite often the person will say, you know, it's pretty upset when I wrote that, and so I'd like to modify it, and we'll let them modify it in that instance. But if they come back and say, no, this is the situation, this is how I dealt with the doctor or lawyer, and I would like to leave it up, then we'll leave it up. But we have a very fair, judicious process that is there that I think is a real win-win for both the professionals and the reviewer.
Absolutely. It's a well-thought-out plan. We're talking to Mark Britton, who is the CEO of Avvo. Mark, this is a fascinating subject. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about Avvo, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Very simply, just type into your address bar or into Google, Avvo, which is A-V-V-O, Alpha Victor Victor Oscar, .com, and they'll land right on a page that sends them into looking for a doctor or looking for a lawyer. And they also, one thing that's just very powerful about our site is that we have one of the largest question and answer forums that relate to legal and medical issues. We have tens of thousands of professionals that are participating. We have a 97% response rate. And by the way, all of this is free. So you can come in and research doctors and lawyers, ask questions, all for free, and real doctors and lawyers will answer them.
And we're going to
we have a 97% response rate, which is really unheard of.
It is unheard of, Mark, and we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming. We'll talk to you down the road.